Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on patient Catherine Main, M-A-I-N. Her address is 14796 Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E Drive, Magalia, California, 95954. Phone is 530-873-4691. Cell is 530-570-4443. ID is XXXXX4797. Date of birth is 12/27/1964. Age 57, marriage store owner. Insurance is Blue Cross / Anthem. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Magalia, 530-873-0800. It's addressed to Ken Gillen, PA, Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Suite A, Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax is 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of progressive tremor, comorbid medical problems, chronic pain syndrome, 2, depression with weight gain, number 3, all caps GERD, number 4, findings of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome - treated, number 5, findings of cerebral degeneration with cognitive and behavioral impairment. Dear Ken Gillen and professional colleagues, and this is dated February 2nd, 2026. Catherine Main returned today for neurological reevaluation. As you may remember, she has complained that trials of the Austedo AUSTEDO medication that she has taken in the past are currently not working whatsoever. She remains on CPAP therapy. A trial of adjusted topiramate is reported as well not to be working. She again demonstrates her shaking movement disorder, unaffected by various trials of medication over a period of time. Previous trials of Austedo were reported to be effective in controlling her head movement symptoms. A previous trial of propanol increased to 240 milligrams extended release in the morning, 120 milligrams extended release in the afternoon, was of little benefit by her report. She has continued using the Rexulti medication . A previous trial of Ingreza, I-N-G-R-E-E-Z-A, to 40 milligrams was reported to exacerbate her tremor and some symptoms of neuromusculoskeletal pain and was discontinued. And was not reinitiated. And trial initiation of a benzodiazepine provide no additional benefit, period. She was initiated on a women's multiple vitamin. When her laboratory studies showed subphysiological values of some vitamin assays. A toxicology laboratory testing was slightly abnormal with unmeasurable arsenic values unidentified in the highly toxic range. Previous parathyroid values were elevated with normal calciums, suggesting secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her clinical examination suggests morphological findings suggesting metabolic disorder. Her most recent laboratory testing, including dementia risk values, show a Alzheimer's APOE isoform of A3/E4 with an normal B12 and folate level. And a Alzheimer's disease detect beta amyloid 42-40 ratio of 0.143 in the low level, a higher risk for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. In consideration of the persistence of her symptoms, having completed a brain SPECT DAT scan at Nuclear Medicine Associates in Reading on September 24th, with normal preserved radio tracer uptake, findings not consistent with Parkinsonism, I'm going to refer her to the Movement Disorders Clinic at UC Davis for further evaluation and consideration of adjustment of treatment. New paragraph, we will make arrangements for her referral and see her in return with an additional report. You can sign this with my professional signature.